there or won't there?
Living the rock and roll lifestyle is not easy, but it's interesting. Pocosi scours the internet for rock and roll dirt so you don't have to. It's time for Rock Gossip, powered by Mastercraft Auto Body on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.
The Eagles' last album was A Long Road Out of Eden. That was in 2007, and they're on the road right now. They're doing their Hotel California album, the whole album, and then Greatest Hits. And they're kind of rejuvenated. They got Glenn Frey's son, Deacon. Vince Gill is with them. But will there be an album? Here's Don Henley's answer.
I don't know if we've got that in us. You know, doing these live shows is pretty challenging for we older members of the band. And if we made a new album, and if it was the best album we ever made, it wouldn't get played on the radio. That's just the way things are. It's about the new and the young, and we're too old to get played on the radio. Even though we have an enormous fan base, it's just not the way things work.
We'd play it. John Entwistle would have been 75 years old today. An amazing bass player. Amazing. He's so amazing that when Pete Townsend would do a lick, John Entwistle could just do it without knowing what it was. Just copy him. Amazing. Here's Pete Townsend on that skill.
There was nothing that I could ever play that he couldn't immediately replicate. I've always found that dismaying. And towards the end, I started to think, yeah, he's not as good at it anymore. And then I said to Bobby, tonight, put one of my stacks over his side. And I said to John, just for a laugh, you know, can we do this? And just like the old days. And he said, yeah, okay. And I said, I'll just throw a few things at you at the gig. And I did it. And I would go, couldn't do it the other way round. And I kind of go, okay, thank you. Conversation over.
Not only did John Entwistle play bass, played the trumpet, the French horn, the guitar. He was an artist. He drew the cover to the Who By Numbers album. And he also loved to go deep sea fishing. Here's John Entwistle.
Paul McCartney would be proud of me. I've got two little tuna and I throw back far too young to die.
Yeah, and so was he. 57, died of a heart attack caused by a cocaine overdose, June 27th, 2002.
Finding the latest in rock gossip. Weekday mornings at 6:30 and 8:30. It's Rock Gossip, powered by Mastercraft Auto Body on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.